All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Last week saw me go 9-7 as I was able to get back on track a little bit, and I'm looking to improve on those numbers heading into week number 5. Got things started on the right foot last night as I picked the New England Patriots to go on the road and defeat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I expected the game to be a little bit more high scoring than it was, but the defenses went out there and set the tone, and it was a nail biter that the Buccaneers did have a chance to win at the time expired. But with that said, these are the remainder of my picks for week number 5. And with that said, here they are. Now, I want to get started in an AFC matchup, as you're going to have the Buffalo Bills with a record of 3-1 going on the road to take on the 1-3 Cincinnati Bengals. Now, Cincinnati was able to get their first victory of the season last Sunday when they went on the road and got the best of the Cleveland Browns in very dominating fashion, and they're looking to keep that momentum going. Now, if you look at the Bengals' last two games, ever since they made the change and getting rid of Ken Zampezi as their offensive coordinator in favor of Bill Lazor, this offense has really shown some life. So now if you're the Bengals, you want to keep that momentum going. How do you do that? You run the football, you mix it up with play action passing, but it won't be that easy because you look at this Bills defense. They are shutting teams down so far this season. They have an old school mentality, play hard-nosed defense, and then on top of that, you run the football effectively with LeSean McCoy, and you take the football out of the hands of Tyrod Taylor, thus he is not making as many mistakes. I think that Buffalo will be able to keep that momentum going, and thus I'm going to take the Bills on the road by the score of 24-20. Now, in Cleveland, you're going to have the winless Browns with a record of 0-4 hosting the 2-2 New York Jets. Now, the Jets, after their 0-2 start, have gone on to win their last two contests. While for the Cleveland Browns, they were game in their first three outings this season, but you look at last week, and it was not that easy and it was not that pretty for the Browns as they were taken behind the woodshed by the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, for Cleveland, they're going to go out there and play hard because the bottom line is they were embarrassed last week, and I think they want to go out there and make amends for that. And you look at the New York Jets, and I've watched a different Jets team over the past two games. Why? Because first and foremost, I think that they are sick and tired of hearing about the tanking aspect, and the Jets are going out there. There's a lot of pride in the National Football League, and those guys are going out there and showing, you know what, we are not quitting. We are out here, and we are legit, and we are going to give it 110%. I look at the Jets. You look at Josh McCown. He's a veteran quarterback, and at some point, the other shoe is going to drop. And for this Browns defense, they know what Josh McCown can bring because he's been their quarterback for the past few years, and I think they want to go out there and try to rough him up. Now, what the Browns need to do, you look at rookie quarterback DeShone Kizer. He's out there taking his lumps, but the bottom line is I don't think this kid is quitting, and I don't think the players around him are quitting either. I think this is going to be a very good game, and honestly, it could be one of the better games of week number 5, but I'm going to take the Browns at home to get their first victory by the score of 27-20. Now, in Motown, you're going to have the 3-1 Detroit Lions hosting the 3-1 Carolina Panthers. You look at both of these teams, they have aspirations of making the postseason. Of course, Carolina got the big victory on the road last Sunday against the New England Patriots, and they are looking to keep that momentum going. Carolina got away from what they do best, and that's playing D. And I mean, that's easy to understand when you're going up against one of the better offenses in the National Football League, which the New England Patriots have. But I look at Carolina like this. They've got to go out there and they've got to run the football against the Detroit Lions defense that is definitely tough, and they will try to really slow the game down for you. On the Lions side, I look at quarterback Matthew Stafford, and for me, this is a guy that is really living up to the hype because he is taking ownership of this team, and right before our very eyes, he is becoming a leader. You look at this Lions team, it was just like last year. They always find a way to win the close games, and I think they do it again on Sunday. Thus, I'm going to take Detroit at home by the score of 31-27. Now, in Indianapolis, you're going to have the 1-3 Colts hosting the winless San Francisco 49ers. And for the 49ers, under first-year head coach Kyle Shanahan, yes, they are 0-4, but it is not for a lack of effort. The Niners have pushed and pushed and pushed each of their opponents so far this season, and the Arizona Cardinals can attest to that as that contest went to the waning moments of overtime last week before it was decided. Now, you do have a veteran quarterback under center for the Niners in this game in Brian Hoyer. And believe it or not, this team has really rallied around him. And I think this team on both sides of the football has bought into what Coach Kyle Shanahan is selling, rather. Now, for the Indianapolis Colts, still no Andrew Luck at quarterback. It's going to be Jacoby Brissett. And for him and this youngster, I think what he has to do, he has to go out there and rely on the people around him. You look at a veteran running back like Frank Gore. You look at a veteran wide receiver in T.Y. Hilton. And these are the guys that he's going to have to lean on in order to go out there and get the victory. I look at the Niners, like I said before, they've been a game team all season long. And I think that that trend continues in this contest. And I'm going to take the 49ers to get their first victory of the season by the score of 24-23. Now, in Miami, you are going to have the 1-2 Miami Dolphins hosting the 2-2 Tennessee Titans. Both of these teams were taken behind the woodshed last Sunday. Miami, I really don't know what to say. They just did not show up. And the same thing could be said against the Tennessee Titans in their contest against the Houston Texans. But I look at this. Which team is going to get back to running the football most effectively? That will be the winner in this contest. Now, for the Dolphins, this is theoretically their first real home game of the year. They had to bye in week number one due to the hurricane. Week number two, they were in LA against the Chargers. Week three, they were on the road against the New York Jets. And then last week, they were in London versus the New Orleans Saints. Now, for Miami, they're rolling with veteran quarterback Jay Cutler. But the issues that have followed Jay Cutler throughout his career are coming up once again in Miami, as this is a guy that is sloppy with the football. And when you are sloppy with the football in the NFL, typically your team does not win. Miami has to get back to running the football with Jay Ajayi. But I look at this Titans defense, they're basically going to stack the box and force Jay Cutler to beat them with his arm. Now, Tennessee has to get back to running the football. I know that Marcus Mariota, their quarterback, has that hamstring injury, but they've got to go out there with Derrick Henry and DeMarco Murray and just force feed the football down the throats of this Dolphins defense. I look at it like this. This game is going to be decided by field position and special teams, and I think the first squad that gets to 20 points will win. I think Miami will be relieved to finally be playing a real home game, and thus I'm going to take the Dolphins at home by the score of 27-20. Now, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, you're going to have the winless New York Giants hosting the winless San Diego Chargers. The Los Angeles Chargers. Still got to get used to saying that. Now, the Giants come into this game favored by 3 points, but you look at the fact that Giants quarterback Eli Manning has never beaten the Chargers, and he's never beaten Phillip Rivers, and that's important because these two guys are forever linked by that trade going back to the 2004 NFL draft. Now, for the Giants, they've been close in their last two games. They had a lead in the fourth quarter versus the Philadelphia Eagles. They had a lead in the fourth quarter against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And if you were the Giants, that really sounds like the familiar tune for what we saw from the squad in 2015. Now, New York's offense is finally showing some life over the past few weeks, and I think they have to keep that momentum going. Let's not dance around the floor on the subject. The Giants cannot run the football. Short passing to their backs, they are de facto runs. You still have some of the best wide receivers in the game, and I'm talking about Odell Beckham Jr., Brandon Marshall, and Sterling Shepard. But the D has a step up. The Giants' defense the past few weeks, they have not played angry. And whenever they're not playing angry, they are not making plays happen out there on the field. Now, for the Chargers, they're probably happy to be on the road in this one. Why? Because since they've been playing in their new home at the StubHub Center in Carson, California, they're 0-3. And those three games have been de facto road games because they don't have a home field advantage right now. But at the same time, Phillip Rivers still has a protective football. This is a problem that has plagued him going back to his days in San Diego. And if the Chargers and Rivers cannot find a way to protect the football, this could be a long afternoon for them. I think you're going to see two very desperate teams take the field Sunday afternoon in MetLife Stadium. And I think the Giants are going to be a little bit more desperate. Thus, I'm going to take New York at home by the score of 31-24. Now, in the NFC, you're going to have the 2-2 Arizona Cardinals traveling to take on the 3-1 Philadelphia Eagles. Now, Philly comes into this contest favored by 6.5 points over Arizona, and this is just Philadelphia's second home game of the season. But you look at the Arizona Cardinals, and they found a way to win that game last week versus the San Francisco 49ers. But you just have to ask yourself, how much do they have left? Because that contest went deep into the overtime period before it was decided. We can see how much that running back David Johnson means to this offense because the Cardinals did not have him last week, and you saw their inability to run the football. I think what Philly is going to try to do, they're going to try to really try to take away veteran wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald and come after quarterback Carson Palmer, because Palmer has showed throughout his NFL career that he is not a very mobile quarterback. And if Philly gets the opportunity to pin their ears back, it's going to be a long afternoon for Mr. Palmer and his Cardinals offense. Now, on the flip side, you look at this Eagles offense, and they are really getting it going around second-year quarterback Carson Wentz. And I think this organization has done a fine job as far as putting talent around him, the likes of wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey and veteran running back LeGarrette Blount. I think Arizona's going to play it tough, but Philadelphia is simply the better team right now. Thus, I'm going to take the Eagles at home by the score of 31-24. Now, at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, you're going to have the 3-1 Steelers hosting the 2-2 Jacksonville Jaguars. Pittsburgh comes into this game favored by 7.5 points. And the thing is this, typically, whenever Pittsburgh comes into a contest and they are favored big, it typically does not bode well. Either the game is extremely close or the Steelers simply go out there and find a way to lose the game. And what we've seen over the past few years is typically Pittsburgh plays down to the level of their competition. However, this Jacksonville team is a little bit different. Why? Because the Jags can run the football and they are playing some D. That was not the case throughout the contest last week when they went on the road and lost in overtime to the New York Jets. But I think Jacksonville will try to get back to running the football effectively. And that means a lot of Leonard Fournette in this contest for the Jags. Now for Pittsburgh, I think that the sense of urgency is there. I think that they see what is ahead of them. They look at the fact that the New England Patriots have been struggling this season, and Pittsburgh not only needs that first round bye, they also want to try to get home field advantage throughout the playoffs and make New England come to them. So how do you do that if you're Pittsburgh? You go out there and take care of business against the teams that you're supposed to take care of. We saw the spat last week on the sideline with wide receiver Antonio Brown, and this guy is just an intense guy, and he wants to go out there and win. And I think that is going to fuel this Pittsburgh offense to really get in sync. We saw a big running game by Le'Veon Bell last week, and I think some of that momentum will carry over to this contest. Like I said, Jacksonville is going to keep it closer than most people expect, but I still expect Pittsburgh to prevail by the score of 30-27. Now, in the Bay Area, you're going to have the 2-2 Oakland Raiders hosting the 2-2 Baltimore Ravens. And it's the same old song for the Oakland Raiders, as last week we saw quarterback Derek Carr go down to a back injury. And we saw what happened with the Raiders last year when Carr was lost late in the season, how the wheels basically came apart for the silver and black. Now, the Raiders are going to go with EJ Manuel at quarterback, and he's going to be facing a very tough Baltimore Ravens defense, which means that this O-line of the Raiders, which is one of the best in the NFL, will have their hands full with the likes of Terrell Suggs. Now, for Baltimore, their offense really has not been there all season long. And you have Joe Flacco and you have 10 other guys out there. And typically, whenever you have that, it's not a real recipe for success. However, I think this Ravens defense is going to be up to the challenge, and they're going to slow down this Raiders offense without Derek Carr. At the same time, I think this is going to come down to field position and special teams. Advantage Baltimore Ravens in this one. Thus, I'm going to take Baltimore on the road by the score of 23-17. Now, at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, you are going to have the 3-1 Los Angeles Rams, who are in first place in the NFC West, hosting the 2-2 Seattle Seahawks. The Rams always give the Seahawks trouble at home, whether it was St. Louis or L.A., and more importantly, the Rams are wearing their throwback uniforms this Sunday, and typically when the Rams wear those uniforms, they win. I personally, and I know I'm not the only one out there, would love to see the Rams bring these uniforms back full time. But down to the business of the game, you're looking at the Rams, and this is a different offense under first-year head coach Sean McVay. Running back Todd Gurley is running like he did as a rookie in 2015, and he's also showing that he can catch passes coming out of the backfield. And you look at the Seahawks defense, they've been shaky at times, and if they're shaky somewhat on Sunday afternoon, I expect this Rams offense to go out there and take advantage of them. Now, the Seahawks lit it up last Sunday in the second half versus the Indianapolis Colts, but I got news for Seattle. They're not going to be facing the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday. And on top of that, this is not the same Rams team that we've been accustomed to seeing over the past few years. The Rams also have a solid D under first-year defensive coordinator Wade Phillips. And I think this Rams front seven is going to make life tough for Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson in this one. Thus, I'm going to take Los Angeles at home by the score of 27-23. Now, down at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, you are going to have the 2-2 Dallas Cowboys hosting the 3-1 Green Bay Packers. And typically, when you put the Packers and the Cowboys together, it is always a big game. And you can go back to last year's NFC divisional round where the Packers got the best of the Cowboys, and they eliminated Dallas in spite of the fact that the Cowboys had the best record in the NFC. Now, for Green Bay, it's plain and simple. They still have number 12 under center, and of course, I am talking about Aaron Rodgers. And as long as Aaron Rodgers has the football in his hands, the Packers are always going to have a chance to win. Now, Dallas has to get back to running the football effectively, and on top of that, they have to find a way to stop the run because they got gouged last week by the Rams, and you go back to their loss to the Denver Broncos, and it was the same thing. They got gouged in the running game. However, they are facing a Green Bay team that has struggled to run the football this year. So if Dallas's front seven, led by defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence, who is a candidate for the Pro Bowl, can go out there and, you know, put some pressure on Aaron Rodgers, you look at this game right here, it could really change in the favor of the Dallas Cowboys. But Dallas has to establish the running game, and they have to lean on this Packers front seven, which has been stout for the most part this season. And, you know, if they're able to do that, they have a chance to dictate things in this game. I think this is going to be a classic battle between the Green Bay Packers and the Dallas Cowboys. And typically when these two teams get together, they always have good matchups. But I'm going to take Dallas at home by the score of 34-27. Now, on Sunday night, you are going to have the only undefeated team remaining in the NFL, and I'm talking about the 4-0 Kansas City Chiefs traveling to NRG Stadium to take on the 2-2 Houston Texans. You look at the Kansas City Chiefs under head coach Andy Reid, and he just puts the athletes on the field, and he puts them in the best position to go out there and succeed. Alex Smith, the Chiefs quarterback, is like a point guard out there. You get the ball to the likes of Travis Kelce. You get the likes, you get the football to the likes of running back Kareem Hunt. And you know what? You simply stand back and let them do what they have to do. Now, for the Houston Texans, this team is really beginning to believe in rookie quarterback Deshaun Watson. And I think he is the future of this franchise. And I also think he's one of the future bright spots in the NFL. But I look at this Chiefs team right now, they are simply the better squad, and they appear to be on a mission. Thus, I'm going to take Kansas City on the road by the score of 30-20. And finally, on Monday Night Football, you're going to have the 2-2 Minnesota Vikings traveling to take on the 1-3 Chicago Bears. And for the Bears, head coach John Fox has decided to make the change, as rookie quarterback Mitch Trubisky will get his first NFL start this Monday. For the Vikings, it's plain and simple. The injuries continue to mount, but they simply find a way to go out there and make things happen. They lost running back Dalvin Cook for the year to a torn ACL, and it's simply the next guy up. The Vikings still have a very stout defense that is going to go out there and try to keep them in this game. And for Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer, I know that he's going to cook up a defensive game plan that's going to frustrate and confuse the rookie and Trubisky. But these Bears do play hard, and especially on Monday Night Football when all of their peers are watching. And for head coach John Fox and his young squad, they want to go out there and show that they are not going to be a pushover. I think the Bears make this a very tough game, and I think they make it a compelling game. But I think the Vikings defense finds a way to win it for the Purple Gang. Thus, I'm going to take Minnesota on the road by the score of 24-16. And with that said, those are my picks for week number 5 in the NFL season. Now, if you are on Twitter, folks, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 5 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.